From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with the latest in local sports. Rawlinson and Hunter Women of Valor alumni comes out on top at Sunday's 2021 National Women's Basketball Championship game.
What is this moment like for you guys?
Amazing, of course.
Women of Valor won their second championship in SEBA history on Sunday night in front of a packed crowd at the Arc in Kamana Bay, including Radio K-Man's own Dion Anglin, as you've just heard, catching up with Kaylin O'Connor.
What do you think of the game tonight? A great competition between two teams.
Trust me, it was.
Victorious, congratulations. Twice now.
Yes.
Awesome. Walk us through the game tonight and what you thought. What are your views?
Well, from first quarter, it was only up from there. First quarter, we already picked up what we needed to. Defense picked up second quarter, shoot around and a half. Then third quarter, we came, steals, no fouls. We were just up and then we were getting them in foul trouble. And I think that was our main bet, keeping it up. And we did that.
Talk to me a little bit about the competition you saw tonight and the fans that were out here supporting.
Trust me, I believe that if it wasn't for their enthusiasm, we wouldn't be where we are. We really needed that. I mean, it's game on. We use our pots and pans here, you know?
Exactly.
And I also just think that, you know, it really took a lot of heart. And we saw that on the court and especially from our fans, and I thought that was very beneficial.
Women of Valor defeated Islanders by 1 point in Game 3 of the best-of-three series, the tiebreaker game that saw more than 10 lead changes and a single point that separated both teams with only 14 seconds to go. Women of Valor went on the attack following a play designed by Coach Redver Ebanks.
It feels good that I could take a bunch of kids, 16-year-old kids, back in 2013 and win a championship. And then take those same kids back almost 10 years later and do it again. So it's a good feeling, and you know, I'm very proud of them.
Tell me what you thought of both teams tonight.
I loved it. And I'll be totally honest with you, even if we had lost this game today, I would still have been proud of how this women's league ended, with the crowd, all the fans that came out with their pots, their pans, their drums, the maracas, everything to support us and the way that we played these basketball games. It was beautiful.
For Women of Valor, Chloe Powery and Kaylin O'Connor shared and led the charge with 23 points each. Powery grabbed 20 rebounds and 3 steals. Geisha Smith grabbed 10 rebounds and added 7 points to the board. For Islanders, Vicky Gray topped scored with 18 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Genevieve Magnan and Charlene Seymour both followed with 15 points each. Magnan grabbed 12 rebounds and 4 blocks. Seymour grabbed 7 rebounds. Here's Radio K-Man's Dion Anglin again, who caught up with Magnan and Gray on the court.
Game in general, both teams hustled. I think that's the most important part. I think there were dips on both sides in energy, so it made for a really exciting game, as well as the drums. The fans brought some drums out. I love that. That got the energy and like sound level all the way up, and it was just nice to see everyone working hard. Yeah.
The difference between this game and the last game is that we actually started playing in the first compared to the third and fourth, so we were in it throughout. It was really good to see everyone contribute today. Last time there was a lot of nerves. This time it didn't show at all. It's quite a young team, so to have the composure to still be 1 point down with 10 seconds left is a real credit to Coach Corey and how much work he's put in with us today. 1 point game can go either way, and today it wasn't our.
The final score, Rawlinson and Hunter Women of Valor alumni, 65, Islanders, 64. Technical Director of Basketball Coach Voodoo O'Garrow was one of the spectators at Sunday night's championship game and was incredibly impressed by the level of skill he saw on the court.
The height that the women basketball has pushed and is pushing. If you notice, this week, we played the women's game last because we knew that they played 4 times already and the score was 2 apiece and the crowd would be big tonight to see the results. And it lived up to expectation because the game was a 1 point game. It was a fight down to the battle. It was fought to the end. What a wonderful basketball game. It shows that women basketball is on the rise because the men is already there. They are rising too, but the women basketball has risen tremendously, and I'm very proud of them.
Over in the men's league, another rousing game kicked things off in the best 2 of 3 series on the way to the championship. Here's Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller with more. The Warriors stole Game 1 of the Men's National Basketball Final Series on Sunday between the Burger King Warriors and IRG Astros. On the court, Warriors went in with a plan to limit Devian Cotterell, a top scorer for the Astros, who typically sees 50% of IGR's points. And they did just that. The Warriors put down a solid defense, limiting him to 26 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 steals, making Cotterell's other teammates step up to the plate. But the Astros supporting cast just weren't able to provide the additional scoring that was needed. Looking at the stats, Warriors' Jerome Narcisse led the charge with 35 points and 7 rebounds. DeAndre Simpson followed with 16 points and 13 rebounds. Juwan Ebanks added another 13 points. Game 2 is taking place this Thursday at the Arc in Kamana Bay at 6:30 p.m. Reporting for Radio K-Man Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
That's the latest in sports here on Radio K-Man. I'm Shanda Gallego.